Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
It is almost Christmas, and I am going to stuff your stocking.
I'll have to ask my wife if that's okay, but okay.
We might be talking about different things. I'm talking about giving you the perfect gift, Virtual Boys merchandise.
Yes, that's what I thought you meant.
Yep. Anyway, on with the episode. Hey everybody, it is episode 45, and it is almost Christmas time. By the time you guys see this, it's going to be just about the end of November. And yeah, Virtual Boys merch, we've got a lot of crap. Some of it's really good, actually, especially the hoodie that Ryan's wearing.
I love my hoodie.
I was going to wear my Virtual Boy, the PSVR version, but it's in the wash because I wear it. I actually wear it.
Hey, Chris, want me to show you something really now?
Oh.
I'll do it right now. Let's just mix this up right now because I can. I do this. Oh. Can you see that? You can see that?
Yeah, but yeah, now you got to talk.
I'm in the way, though. I'm in the way. There's the hoodie. Oh, yes, got, Virtual Girl shirt.
You got girl versions.
Reality sucks.
All the colors.
PlayStation version. And there's plenty more where that came from.
And if you buy right now, we're going to throw in. No, but on a related note, though, as someone who goes to a lot of concerts, I'm so tired of getting shitty quality shirts and hoodies. And that was something that Ryan and I made a point to get the high quality stuff. So it actually feels good and wears well. But anyways, guys, check out the merch store if you want some Virtual Boy stuff. It's cool shit. I like the Reality Sucks.
Remind me to put the link in the store. Remind me to put the link in the store. And at the end of the episode, we'll make up a gift code for like 10% off or something.
Sure. So generous.
Yeah.
Black Friday deals. Not on Black Friday, but Black Friday deals.
Can we even say that now? Is that even like kosher? Can we say Black Friday?
That is a good point. Well, on that slightly racist comment.
I just asked the questions. I just asked
all
the
you see
questions.
Is color, Ryan. I don't see color. Anyways. Yeah, guys, this is going to be a buyer's guide episode. So we'll get into that. It's going to be hardware and games related. Quest, PSVR, PC. We're going to cover all of you guys. There'll be some overlap, of course. I don't know what Ryan's doing, but while he's busy doing that, I'll remind you guys to like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Subscribe, please. Consider subscribing, guys. It really really helps.
We would love to get to 1,000 as fast as possible so we can like deliver our message so much better.
Well, we can post comments to you guys and, you know, yeah. And we can like stream and like do shit that we would like to do that we can't do until we are 1,000 and can monetize, even though that's not really the point. But yeah, please do that, guys. And also you can support us on Patreon. We always forget to mention that.
You did it.
I always forget to mention it in the beginning. Anyways, let's get on with it. Buyer's guide, guys. This is going to be for the non-VR gamers, if you are watching this, which would be weird. And also for, again, all the hardcore guys and VR enthusiasts out there. This one's going to be for you. I'm pretty sure you're going to find some cool crap. I will be putting videos and pictures across the entire time here, showing you what it is that we're talking about. So, yeah, I figured we could kick this off with probably the hottest item this year, and that'll be the Quest 2. I feel like that's probably a good starting point, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we covered this multiple times before, but I mean, right at this point in time, if you're buying a brand new headset, whether you're upgrading or, you know, maybe buying even for someone new, the Quest 2 at this point is really almost your only option. PlayStation is still viable. I think it's still a recommendable headset if they have a PS4 or PS5 console. If they don't, then it's kind of a no-no at this point, just because it is, 5 years old, over 5 years old now, and the next generation of PSVR headset is coming out.
Yeah.
So while I do recommend the headset, I really do recommend the headset if they have a PS4 or PS5. If they don't, you're probably better off with the Quest 2 and just waiting until the next-gen PlayStation headset comes out.
It's a weird one, too, because I kind of feel like if you are like a lot of people, I think, are starting to come around to VR. Like, it's just like, they're like, oh shit, it's like a legit thing now. It's weird. I've seen it. You can see it in the IGN comments when they cover, like they put After the Fall content up and stuff. And you can, and it's no longer you seeing as many comments of like, oh my God, VR or VR sucks. This is blah, blah, blah. Now it's like genuine comments of either interest in the game or disinterest in the game and less about VR being a thing or not. It's like, I think, feel like it's gotten past that point of being like, oh, it's a gimmick, blah, blah, blah. And I think a lot of that does have to do with Quest, with a lot of heavy lifting done by obviously PC and PSVR. But my point mainly is that if you are like, if you have no headset and you're looking to get a headset, I feel like the only reason you would get a PSVR at this point is either because of its awesome exclusive catalog.
Yep.
And or that you have a console already, like you said, a PS4 or a PS5, preferably a Pro or a 5 that can, you know, already power that. And then it kind of makes sense. But that's still a tough one because like people were saying, like the PSVR is not on sale this Black Friday. It's like,
nope.
And I think that's a sign that Sony is like wanting to not be pushing a headset that they're replacing.
I think they've forgotten about the PlayStation.
No, I think they don't want to be they don't want to pull a Quest 1. You know, and I feel in some ways, I feel like they'd kind of be running into that. It would almost be kind of shady of them to push a headset that they know darn well they're killing in a year.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, but I mean, sale. I mean, a sale isn't necessarily pushing it either. I mean,
no, but it would be them promoting it, and I feel like it's just kind of like it's there. It'll be in stores. They'll probably have a few ads running for certain games. Maybe there's a bundle. Although I haven't even heard anything about bundles. But regardless, it's definitely on its way out because there's a brand new headset coming, and so I feel like that just puts it in a bit of a different light. I would say the only people I could see really gravitating towards a PSVR this Christmas would be if it was like another headset for them. Like they had a PC or they had a Quest. They also have a PS5 or PS4 and they're looking at playing some of those great titles that they're never going to see.
Like I said, that's the big asterisk. If you have a PS4 or PS5 or you're buying for someone who has a PS4 or PS5, then it works. But if they don't have a console, it really is just not a viable option. You can't spend, you know, 600 to what, 900 bucks, depending on which system you buy for the PSVR headset, especially when there's so many unknowns as far as like backwards compatibility, not to mention the moves, which is like, what, like 12 or 13 year old stuff. It's just a really tough, it's a tough sell for new VR users. It really is.
Well, you know what? Even though I said we were going to start with the Quest, we've basically now gone down the PSVR.
Seems like
talking point, so we might as well continue on this then. And on that note, I think the first thing that I would say on my buyer's guide is if you, let's say you have a PSVR or you are gifting someone a PSVR and I think one thing to consider is getting a Pro or a 5 if you can find one. Like if you want the best experience you can possibly get out of your PSVR, you're going to want the Pro or the 5, with the 5 being the exception of some backwards compatibility issues on a few games like Rush of Blood, which that's pretty brutal, I think. You know, I feel like upgrading.
And some big missing games. There's some big missing games that are like, just, they're just gone from the PlayStation library at this point.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I do feel like that, I don't think that's really necessarily, you know, something you're going to lose by upgrading. I'm just saying that could be, yeah. If you love your PSVR and you've got an OG PS4, hey, yeah, I would consider getting a PS4 Pro if you can find a good deal on one, or a 5. A lot of your games are going to take advantage of that, even if it is just, you know, smoother frame rates and better resolution, with the resolution being a big thing, considering that like anything you can get that's going to boost that on the PSVR is a real win. I guess before we get into games, when you think
PS... Really?
Yes.
I was going to say, so let's just say they have a PlayStation VR. There's still lots of peripherals, is what I want to get
to. That's what I was going to go for. That's exactly where I was going. Okay. I was going to say before.
Well, you said games, so that's why I cut you off.
I said before we get into games, I was going to say, what jumps out to you? Now, I have a list because I'm prepared. Ryan, not prepared.
Mind of an Elephant up here.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see. We will.
Okay, so let me ask you, Elephant Man, when you think PSVR, and you think add-ons, which I think is going to be across all of these headsets is going to be like the big Christmas items, I feel, because your average, you know, unless it's mom and dad or a really nice spouse, you're probably not getting a whole headset, you know, I guess, you know, from a friend, yeah, from friends and family or whatever. So then it becomes an accessories thing. And games are hard to gift too, because it's like, well, then you get like point, you know, not points, you know, like a gift card. It's hard, you know, a lot of these games, especially if you're on the Quest or the PC, there is no physical, you're not gifting games. Anyways,
yeah,
we'll get to that. PSVR, what would you recommend to someone if you're looking for accessories?
3D rudder.
Yeah, right. When I was making my notes, I was looking around my, let's call it the studio here. And I was like, I saw the rudder there. I was like, no. But I've had some comments recently on my old rudder video. People are like, I love my rudder. They're like, I sit on a bar stool and I feel like I'm standing. I'm like, yeah, I guess for those, but there's nothing new, man.
There's nothing new. The last game that I think got it was Swordsman VR.
I'm pretty sure they're toast, just so you guys know. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I could be wrong, but I know some people that know some people, and I'm pretty sure 3D Rudder is not really a company much anymore. At least, definitely not the PS.
Okay, anyways, yeah, we just totally killed my joke by just explaining, one, how good it is, apparently, and also how dead the company is. Anyways, peripheral-wise, I still can't recommend the aim controller enough.
I was going to say that.
If they don't have the aim controller, get them the aim controller. It is a game changer for the games it works on. And there's like, what, 30 games now, 30-plus games it works on, and some of them are the best games on the system. So aim controller is honestly an absolute must. It's, in my personal opinion, the biggest strength that the PSVR headset has, and I really am hoping that they have a solution to that for the PS5. It's just, it's so great. I mean, I hope PS5 has gun stocks or they have their own
aim controller. I don't see an aim controller being a PS5 thing at all. In fact, I don't want it. I mean, I love the aim. No. I liked it.
Then they need to have a proprietary game stocks that work, yeah, that are designed
a for Sony game stock would be sick. But, right, and we'll get into that because I've got it on my notes here. I don't know. I don't think a Sony gun stock is going to compete with some of the best gun stocks on the market, but we can get
when you don't have a choice. I mean, I guess if ProTube and
but
stuff,
there will be together, a choice, but though, I'm pretty sure. Like, I've already been talking to VRS, which is Virtual Rifle Systems, which is the guys I have my gun stock on, and they're looking at the PS5. Like, they already said, like, they're looking at those controllers. They're a little weirder because they're so, like, wrapped around your hand. There's not a lot to kind of clamp onto, but it's
someone will figure
it out. But well, they said, like, it's very doable, unlike the new, well, you know how when we saw those controllers for what's probably going to be the Oculus, the Meta, the heck are they calling that thing now? Oh my god, we're doing this again. We did this last time. See, idiot. And this is what I get. I get to talk crap about him when he's doing this. Look at his dumb face, stupid face. Hey, buddy, welcome back.
I think my battery's cooked in this thing.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that the Virtual Rifle Systems, the only thing they actually said that they're worried about is if the new, and its name's escaping me right now, but the new Meta headset, the one that was, looks like it was going to be for the more casual crowd.
Cambria.
Those controllers freak them out because there's nothing to create an attachment.
I don't think that's the market they're going for.
Though. No, I mean,
we don't even know if this thing's going to stay on your head.
No, but when I first talked to him, there were talks that like those might be like a Quest 2 Pro controller or something. And he was like, oh my God, like there's nothing there. There's nothing for them. But regardless, aim controller, that's a future thing. The reason I don't want to see an aim 2 is just because I don't want to give up two hands anymore.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
The gun stock has its own issues. It can be a little clunky. Excuse me. But the aim controller, it's like, I mean, we're going to see with After the Fall. It's got a lot of two-handed stuff. It's got manual reloads. It's got a lot of two-handed interaction in that game when you look at it, and you're going to lose a lot of that, you know, when you move over, you know, Sniper Elite, you lost a lot to get the aim controller. So it had to be, you just had to decide whether it was worth it for you. So I feel like a gun stock is going to be the best of both worlds. But like I just said, you know, from having one, gun stocks can still be clunky. It's that, you know, the detaching and attaching. And I'll show you guys a little bit more what I have and why I think it's the best bet. But yeah, aim controller. I mean, even just this year, the games that jump out at me would be Alvo, Sniper Elite, and After the Fall. That's like three new games in 2021 that you could that all utilize the AIM controller. And so it's not like this just you're buying a controller for a bunch of old games, but I wouldn't expect a lot of new games coming out for it.
No, I mean, after this one, I'm not sure.
If you can find just a AIM controller.
Well, that's kind of the catch here. I mean, it is kind of one of those things where you find it in the wild and you're surprised, but they are out there. The AIM controllers are still out there. Search your Best Buys, you know, look on Amazon.
I've seen them on Amazon and such. Yeah.
So have I.
I've seen a lot of people selling them off too, because a lot of people bought them in the bundle with Firewall, and then they're done with Firewall. And and there's just a lot of people that it was only Firewall or Farpoint, and then they just don't care anymore. Outside of the AIM control, I think the AIM control, like you said, is like the peripheral. Like if you're a PSVR owner, you kind of need an AIM controller. I mean, if you like shooters at all, it's like you got to have one. I feel like it goes with it. It should just be bundled with the damn thing at this point now, because of the analog sticks. It's a workaround for a lot of games. I was going to say that the other thing for me, being the glasses guy, and this is going to come up across all the headsets, is lens protectors, or even better, a lot of the companies that do lens protectors, proper lens protectors, because the PSVR has got really weird shaped lenses for anything that you might want to just like kind of stick on over top. You really got to get like hard ones, which are on my Quest, which are upstairs, but you can get those prescription based. They're like $40-$50, like for prescription lenses in your headset. And that's what I have in my Quest. And I recommend VR Wave. There's a couple of companies, but VR Wave is definitely one of the really good ones. They do PSVR. They do all the Oculus headsets, most of the HTC headsets. They do the Index. So you're pretty much covered. And it's awesome. I take my glass off and I put on my headset. I get better field of view because I can get it closer. I don't have to worry about scratches. I mean, you can see those things where you can get like little separators to try to like block your lenses from scratching. I've scratched two PSVR headsets, and if you don't even have to worry about the scratches, it's the way to go. So I totally recommend those for anyone with glasses, or anyone who's going to put it on someone with glasses.
Yeah,
that's where you'd get maybe just the non-prescription ones. And the nice thing about VR Wave is they magnetically come off too. So like,
well, that's nice.
If I have Ryan come over who has really nice vision along with his really nice hairline, I just yank out those lenses and put them on his stupid head.
And mess my sweet hair.
Yeah, this sweet hair. Yeah.
Luscious locks.
I know.
That's a good one. The only thing I want to cover is if you are scrambling for ideas and you know your whoever you're buying for does like either sim racing games or flight games.
Yep.
There are a handful of games on the PlayStation VR. And it is only a handful, like 3 to 5, depending on the HOTUS or the driving games. But they totally are worth it and make the games substantially better. Whether you're playing Squadrons with a HOTUS controller, or whether you're playing Gran Turismo with a proper wheel setup. I mean, it's some of the most fun you can have in VR. And I guarantee you, if your significant other or whoever likes playing those games in VR, like those are killer, killer gift ideas.
Well, so it's a good idea I'm here, because Ryan's just completely said, get a wheel and a flight stick.
Yeah, hey. Well, you can go into more details. I mean, so it's fine. If you want T-Flight, whatever. Blah, 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 blah.
See, this is why Elephant Man's not running the show here. If you want a flight stick, guys,
well, budget's a factor. I mean, but
I'm gonna get there. I am Mr. Sim.
People can ask us questions in the comments, and we can answer then.
No, I'm gonna answer it right now. Shut your face.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
If you want a flight stick, basically you have one option. There's a couple of like Horai makes one and stuff, but like compatibility is meh. So if you have a PS4, specifically, a PS5, I don't think there's a new version out yet for Thrustmaster.
I think that. It supports them though. It totally supports it. Yeah.
But like with wheels, like my PS3 wheel worked on the PS4, but the buttons didn't necessarily map exactly the same. And I'm sure it's going to be similar-ish with the PS5, although
isn't like one driving game on the PS5? I can see why there isn't a wheel just yet.
There is a wheel. Thrustmaster already brought a new PS5 wheel. But again, it doesn't matter, guys. And I'll tell you about that. So flight stick, basically, Thrustmaster HOTUS 4. It's your only option. You'll recognize it in the store immediately because it's got like blue trim around it. That is the PlayStation flight stick right now by Thrustmaster. Depending on where you live, you can get it for $100, maybe less.
It's good.
Black Friday deals, although it's going to be too late by the time you hear this. But I mean, I think of like Squadrons, Air Combat, Eve Valkyrie.
Ace Combat.
That's what I meant. That's my age showing.
Pirate Flight.
Eve Valkyrie. Pirate Flight, jeez. The rudder works good on that too, if you want to go there.
it also Jesus. Works in, what's the other one? Ultra Wings, I guess, call if it, we're going to go there too.
N-Space.
N-Space is actually a really good one. I really have a soft spot for that game.
Ultra Wings is actually awesome with the flight stick.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah, seriously.
They all are. Every single game that uses the Otis is awesome.
Even pretty much.
Evelker, like it's crazy how much it makes the game more challenging. It's definitely like more challenging, but it's so much more immersive.
Especially
in Squadrons, when you can see your hands, because Squadrons doesn't have hand mapping.
Yeah.
So if you play the PS4, it just has like your hands like on your stuff. But when you're playing with the HOTUS and you actually see the joystick move with your joystick and your hand move with the accelerator, oh man, it adds to the immersion factor nicely in that one.
Squadrons is pretty badass actually with the HOTUS, because you can map a lot of things to all the buttons, and you can like, you know, you roll your hand there and it'll roll the ship, and it takes a little bit of mapping, but it's very cool, and it's definitely the best way to play that game. Even though it has a bit of a learning curve, I find that with all the peripherals, whether it be a gun stock or a wheel or a flight stick, you suck more in the beginning and then you get way better. There used to be that something something arena that's completely escaping my mind that got canceled.
Starblood Arena?
Starblood. That was awesome with the HOTUS, but that's
RIP.
Yeah. Anyways, there's like Ryan said, there's only a handful of flight stick games, but they're all good. And then there's a few that we actually missed there. I think Scraper might actually use it too.
Not the rudder. The Scraper uses the rudder. Stupid.
Yeah.
Or the rudder. Yeah. So not the HOTUS.
Racing Wheels is something I know quite a bit about, because I am kind of a hobbyist sim guy. And on the PlayStation, there are only a handful of games. Drive Club, if you know, it's no online anymore. Physical. But you can play solo and everything, and it's okay with the wheel as a sim guy. I actually liked it better with a controller. I was better with Drive Club on a controller because it was so tuned for a controller, which is the exact opposite though with Dirt Rally, which was a sim game designed on PC to have a wheel, and it's way harder on a controller. I mean, you can turn all the assists on to try to like make up for it, but the thing is with the wheels, you get so much more resolution in your small turning movements. And if you buy a better wheel, which I'll talk about very quickly here, and it actually has force feedback, it gives you so much information with like a game like Dirt Rally, what's actually happening with the ass end of your car, and if your tires are like caught in a rut, it's pretty game changing. And so the three wheels I would recommend would be the Logitech G29, which is usually a really smoking deal if you can find it bundled with a little gear shift. The Fanatec Club Sport, Fanatec's high-end wheels, but the Club Sport is kind of their entry level. Still the most expensive of the three here, but I would definitely recommend that if you're looking for a fairly entry-level high-end wheel. And then the wheel that I think I pretty much, that I own, and I feel very comfortable recommending it, and that is the Thrustmaster. The T300 is actually the PlayStation version. Now there's a T80, and there's a T150. So the T80, guys, it's dirt cheap, and
if you're on a budget, get that one. But if you can afford it,
oh man, get the 150.
Yes, no, I'm totally.
It's a rubber band on the T80, guys, and so it's basically just gives you some like tension, and that is it. It is not the wheel experience. It's better than nothing, but it's not the wheel. It's only one step up from the Wii with the little wheels that you can put the controller in. Only one step up from that. The T150 gives you force feedback. It actually gives you a little bit of kick.
It's awesome.
But the T150 is still fairly, it's entry level, like real racing wheels. It's doesn't have nearly the strength in the force feedback. I don't think you can swap the rims out on it, and it just feels a little bit cheaper. The T300 is kind of the standard the PlayStation wheel. And it's sweet, and it really gets you into the Thrustmaster ecosystem. I have a gear shift, a handbrake. I have the pro pedals. It's got a clutch, and I swapped out the rim for an Alcantara rim. And I'm a big racing nerd, and so
nerd.
But the nice thing is if you know, but that'll run you $300 or $400. But It's sweet, and it runs on the PC too. All of those wheels, actually, that I mentioned also run on PC, but they will not run on your Xbox. They are PlayStation and PC only. I keep meaning to do a wheel video, and then I just don't. So that's all you get, guys. If you have more questions about wheels, leave it in the comment, or you can even email me at chris@shughead.gaming, and I can direct you to some more conversation around that. So, yeah. That's wheels and flight sticks. Anything else that comes to mind for you?
As far as peripherals to recommend, no. Anything else that's available for the PlayStation is either not or is barely supported or just not worth getting. So
I have one more. I have one more. And that is Kiwi Design makes a cable management system, which I really enjoy it. It goes up in two ways. You basically either screw hooks into the ceiling, or for those who are in their living room, which is very likely with a PSVR, there are kind of like a sticky back thing that goes up on the roof. And they're not bad. They're fairly strong. I've used them in here for other things. But it does work with the PlayStation, even though it's got a heavier cable. But I hate having cables wrapped around my feet and my legs. And so if you can get away with it, it's super sweet. Like, I've got it right here, guys. You can see I run all my stuff on it. And it basically just, it's like, you can't even see that in the camera here, but it's a little tether thing. You just whoop. And it's basically three little zip line thingies. Zip line's not the term, but it's what you're getting.
You want to hear a funny story?
No.
Remember when you offered me the cables? And I was like, no, I don't need them.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
I was like, we want to go. I was playing Temple Run. Mm. The next day playing Temple Run, I tore that cable out of my computer and completely destroyed it.
Do you still want it?
I mean,
I still have the extra pack.
Sure, I guess. That was not a conniving way to get that. I just reminded me. I meant to tell you that before. Yeah, I ripped it right out. I was like, I thought for sure I just like busted my PC. Thankfully, it was all just the cable. But that was it was the day after, and I was like, maybe I should have got the cable management system. So yeah, guys, I can attest that that's actually a pretty decent gift idea. And if Shug Now doesn't deliver on this, then I'll have to get it one myself, because I have proven to I had to destroy one cable and had to replace it. So if I do it a second time, I'm going to be mad at myself.
So guys, this is what it looks like. Whoop. Got this brand new pack here, just sitting for
hold Ryan. Hold more to the camera.
There we go.
Yeah, see? It works. Yeah,
and
that's
these things, and they go up on the ceiling, and then they loop. This thing loops around. Actually, guys, I have a review on my channel. Go check that out. That's even better than this. And then they kind of, and they're super soft. They got just the right amount of pull. I really recommend them. They're really nice. And they just get the cables off the floor, which is, I just don't worry about them. They just kind of hang up above my head. And that's all I got for PSVR when it comes to...
No, I was going to say, and for all you PC players out there, just watch the first half an hour of this episode, and wherever we see PlayStation, just say PC, and it's like the same guy.
Well, there's definitely overlap. Right?
I know there's more.
No, but
there's a lot of overlap there.
But this is the thing, right? For those of you on PC, everything I just said about, or we said rather, about like peripherals when it comes to like the wheels and the flight sticks, that basically all relates to you, except that you have way more options on top of that, like better, higher end flight sticks, and different wheel options as well, and also way bigger wheel options. Like, you can spend $3,000 easy on a racing wheel if you want to on PC. So that's a different conversation, but I will get into racing games on the PC when we get to that point.
Okay. So do we want to cover any kind of games at all? Like, we're already kind of,
I did briefly, I was thinking,
yeah,
like,
that's fine.
You know, I was thinking, you know, this isn't going to be a top 20, but I was thinking like, kind of like, what would you recommend to somebody if it was like, they're getting a headset this Christmas, that you were advising like a friend's mom or loved one, like a significant other, and saying, "Okay, you got to get these games for them."
Well, it's a weird one, because like the games, like some of these games are just digital, so it's hard to gift a digital game,
no,
especially when you just like store credit. So that's kind of this is why that really
it's weird too much. We could put it this way though, like if you're getting a new headset, what are the like say the five games that you've got to have? Like, I mean, because chances are then, like, if you received a headset, you got a gift card. Like,
it's so loaded, though. It really depends on your preference, right? I mean, you can go with, like, you know, we mentioned Gran Turismo. I mean,
I wouldn't recommend Gran Turismo because it's such a limited VR experience.
Right. But I mean, if they wanted the VR for the driving experience, well, then it's kind of like Gran Turismo, or like I said, you can try to find Drive Club or Wipeout, which isn't quite sim racing, or
Dirt Rally, which
would be, you know, it's this is why it gets messy, because it's just hard to, you can't go, you can hunt down squadrons. Like that's what I'd recommend for a Star Wars fan or flight guy. Any aim supported shooter even still works fine without the aim controller. Like Sniper Elite was a blast. You know, it sports the move controllers.
See, but I'm like, even I just like getting away from the controller thing, period. Like,
can't
I? Well, see, I can though. It's just like, I'm just saying, like, if someone's getting a PlayStation, you better have Res 7, you know? And then obviously there's the Borderlands, Skyrim, No Man's Sky.
See,
But I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, if you're a driving guy, then Dirt Rally is going to be like, if you got a wheel, especially. But I'm just saying, like, there are games on the PlayStation, like I said, Borderlands, Skyrim, No Man's Sky, that's kind of like three AAA games that have gotten the VR treatment, along with, like, say, Hitman this year, Astrobot, Sniper Elite, Elvo, Farpoint, Fract, Blood and Truth, you know, Squadrons, Firewall, you know, we were talking about that. More recently, Song in the Smoke. Russian Blood is still a classic. One video I would like to get done this year, if I can find the time, is recommended videos to, like, VR your friends and family over the holidays. Like, what would you put on in a living room of people? And Rush of Blood would definitely make that list for me. You know, obviously you got your Beat Sabers and Synth Riders.
Look, we've talked about this. We did a whole episode about our recommended, like,
totally, games and stuff like that. But I feel like when it comes to a buyer's guide, it's still like, it's super relevant, because the headsets were shit if you don't buy the right games. That's another really big thing though, is that some people bitch.
Just visit the VRGrid.com.
Yeah.
Sort by rank. Go.
There you go. I mean, we both have top 20 videos, although they need to be updated this year. But I still just feel like if you're trying to get somebody, like, you know, or you're buying some games this year, I mean, there are definitely must-haves.
For myself, I mean, I'll let Chris talk all he wants about this. For myself, leave a comment below and ask me which games you want for this type of person. I will answer every single person who asks that. But to recommend just a wide variety of games for any user, it's just, for me, it's really tough.
Okay, so I will do the same thing, but my answer is always going to have Korix in it and then other games.
And that's why you shouldn't take him seriously, because his answer is bullshit.
Dick. Anyways.
We're moving on. No more PlayStation. We're moving on.
We are going to PC.
Let's do PC. PC.
Yeah,
Sorry, Quest guys. You're going to wait till the end for your juicy bits. Bye, PlayStation guys. Bye. We miss you already.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... So, the way I approach PC... As far as games related, I mean, and you seem to be weird about games in this conversation, but I pretty much stuck to only PC games that are, like, are PC only experiences, and there's not a lot of them.
I treat PC VR players different than I treat PlayStation VR players.
Well, you have to, because
I don't associate sim sickness with PC players, whereas with PlayStation I do. Like, I just think if you're into PC gaming, if you've actually invested the money into either the headsets or the PC, you're kind of invested in VR. You already know this is for you, and you can handle basically whatever VR throws at you, unless, you know,
now,
something crazy.
So. As far as a hardware buyer's guide goes, I feel like what we covered on the PSVR when it comes to flight sticks and wheels, I still recommend all of those, because those are still kind of, I think, like, minimum entry level stuff. Like, I wouldn't.
And there's more options.
There's so many options, but I wouldn't go less than those ones I mentioned. Like, I would still get a T300.
I mean, options for games. I just mean, like,
well,
like,
we're talking games about,
like,
is PlayStation
has a lobby of like five games for each peripheral. Like, VR, I mean, not saying they're all gems. They're not all gems, but there are substantially more games on the platform that support these peripherals.
Yes, but on. Yeah, true. But my point is that on PSVR, we talked hardware and peripherals first. So I feel like you're getting ahead of yourself.
No, I'm just saying the peripherals, this is why we recommend these peripherals, because they have substantially more value on PC.
Especially, that's what I was especially getting. The wheels. I would say the flight stick, I take that back. There's actually a lot more offerings on PC. Especially when it comes to space flight games.
I need like an I'm right button. Yeah. Or like, that's a shug fact. Yeah. Remember, that was a shug fact, guys.
Fuck you if that becomes a thing. So I was thinking about, like, so here's the funny thing. When it comes to, like, recommending a headset, like, if someone is out there, like, wanting to get a PC headset for themselves or for someone else, that's kind of a rough one, because
it's brutal. It's brutal right now.
I know the Quest has its issues, and it's, you know, it's not the most comfortable headset. It doesn't have the best stats, but I just feel like PC's in a place right now where it's waiting for the next big thing. Now, like, there is the Vive Focus, the Vive Pro 2, and the Vive Cosmos Elite.
They're all double the cost or more.
Oh, they're all over a grand.
That's what I'm saying.
And they've got some sweet specs, but not enough to, like, I think, really push it past, like, the Quest 2 right now. The Quest is, like, bang for your buck. Like, it's, yeah, it's, like, less than a third of the cost of those headsets. The only thing that you
and get, we'll say it again too quickly, sorry, is that they are getting rid of the Facebook login thing. I know I've said it last week. I'm not like a big Quest defender over here. I'm just saying for those of you that like were against it, they are getting rid of the Facebook login thing. So if that was your issue, it's April or something like that by next year. I heard maybe possibly, I don't know. But either way, the Facebook login thing is done.
But
continue, Chris.
I mean,
continue.
But you're still buying a Zuckerberg headset and you're still,
I know, look, okay.
You're still going to get a free bottle of barbecue sauce with each headset.
Yes.
I can just see this picture on my desktop here that you sent me of him with the circle around the barbecue sauce. But so, I mean, like, but here's the thing though. If you are buying a PC and you want an elite PC experience headset wise, like those three Vive headsets I mentioned are pretty slick headsets, but they're not cheap. And a lot of them come with audio too, like on built into the headset, like not just the shitty little strap audio on the Quest, but like real headphones and stuff. So they are a nicer experience, but the majority of them, with the exception I think of the Cosmos, all has requires light towers still, which like base stations, which I hate, but is I think it's cumbersome.
It's the best tracking,
but it is the best tracking because you won't you just don't lose anything when you get closer behind your head, but you got to have space, you got to set them up, blah blah blah. The big thing is like a lot of people I think assume that the Valve Index is kind of the PC headset like of choice. But I
well, it is. It's the number two PC headset on Steam, right?
But the problem is to recommend it now. I just feel like it's getting long in the tooth. Like it's not like PSVR long in the tooth, but like its resolution. I mean, it still has good field of view, and it still has a really good what's it, refresh rate comparatively to everything. Like, you know, all the, where everybody else is at, but its resolution's pretty low. And yeah, it's got nice controllers, but like you said, it's like over a grand too. You gotta have
and the rump, you know, there's big rumblings of a headset coming out from them soon.
They're like totally right. Headset, I so. Think, yeah, I would be shocked if we don't see a Valve headset by the end of 2022. That's conjecture totally. But it's just a weird time, is what I think Ryan and I are both saying with PC headsets, because you can buy a really nice PC headset, but they're not cheap. And I think you're gonna see some follow-ups to some of these headsets. Maybe not Vive. I think they kind of basically gave their new Elite PC headset, and it wasn't exactly, you know, a game changer. It's got eye tracking in the Pro 2, but it's like no one's using it yet until Oculus decides to get there, basically, or PlayStation. That being said, I had an HP Reverb G2, which you guys know. I sold it because it was just sitting there because my daily driver was always the Quest. It just worked better, and it was better for recording. But Reverb did bring out the G2 V2, which has improved some of the tracking. And it's just got some little tweaks here and there that make it a nicer headset. It's not a bad PC headset. And it's like, depending on where you live, $600 to $800. So that might be, if you wanted an elite PC headset and you didn't want an Oculus headset, I think I'd still recommend the HP Reverb G2. Although Windows Mixed Reality sucks balls, which is what I didn't like about. But
nothing wrong with a good ball sucking. I'm just saying.
But Windows did update it recently that you can like pretty much bypass the Windows Mixed Reality dashboard and go straight into Steam VR, which is slick as shit. So that might be a consideration. Now, hardware wise, the only thing I would recommend beyond kind of what we talked about is
just pure silence while I fill this in is he just goes off camera in the middle of a conversation. Like I'm supposed to carry, it's an audio podcast, Chris. You have to actually, you can't just leave in the middle of one to go grab your shit.
That's why I got you here. So for those of you who are only listening, this is a gun stock. I do have a review for this thing. This is a, here's a ton of issues here. This is the VRS Rifle Systems gun stock. And it's a slick piece of shit. It's not 3D printed. It's actually, injected molded, so it's very nice. It is not a cheap peripheral. One controller goes, that's not what I meant, it's just know what you're buying. One controller goes here for the back, and then the thing that I love about this, and this is what I said I'd show you guys, is the front, they have an option here now where they've gotten rid of the magnetic need to clip in. And so if you have a controller, you can actually grab this with the controller at the same time. And then this actually pushes the grip button in. So you automatically grab it. And so it gets rid of all of your non-dominant hand clipping in and out, which is where all the cumbersomeness comes from. You can just grab it like in real life with your controller. You got to have a grip, like a mammoth grip. But it's awesome. Your other option for gun stocks, and pretty much your only two big players, is the VRS, which is a little bit more, feels like more of a real gun, but it's got some weight to it, is ProTube. ProTube's the other big boy out there. ProTube has a haptic add-on. It's another like $150 on top of like another $150.
It looks so cool.
Fun fact, ProTube is has now partnered with VRS, and they are right now, I talked to VRS, they are actually working at integrating the haptic part of the module into the VRS rifle too.
Sweet.
So you get the best of both worlds if you want it, but the VRS rifle's not cheap. It'll run you a couple $100. But if you're a shooter fan and you're looking at getting your, you really want, you know, to be the best you can be, an ultimate immersion, the gun stock works really well for games that take shooting seriously. So Contractors, Pavlov, what you call it, Onward are the big ones that come to mind. Works with Pop One, but it's a lot because there's a lot of climbing. So you're always detaching from your hand. It doesn't, Pop One doesn't have a gun stock calibrator, which is a big thing that you kind of need in these games. Most of your PC shooters, like any of your Battle Royale games, games like War Dust, they all work pretty well with the gun stock. Ryan's not saying anything because he doesn't have a gun stock. He's not cool like me.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, guys, it is definitely a luxury gaming item though. And I think a lot of people might get a gun stock and actually not like it. It is cumbersome. It really takes a lot to get used to moving that around. Watch some of the pros though, and they'll rip on it, but it takes a long time to get that muscle memory because you can't see it. And so that can be a bit of an issue, the way you kind of got holstered, and like, it's just, it's its own beast, but it can be pretty cool when you get it set up properly. Yeah. So that is very much that. That works on the Quest, just for you guys Quest watching too. For those games I just mentioned, like Pavlov, Contractors, Onward, all three of those are definitely go-tos. Zero Caliber, not as much because it doesn't have the calibration tool, at least I believe it doesn't, but it does work with that as well. So there's a lot of options for it to work on there. And you can get your bang for your buck, I guess, on Quest as well. But there's cheap 3D printed versions of this crap too. You can find a lot of different gun stocks. It's just that there's really only a couple good ones.
So buy your friend a 3D printer and get all the shitty ones you want to make yourself.
That is another way to go. But if you try something like the ProTube or the VRS rifle, you definitely understand what you're paying for a little bit though. They're just they're pretty damn slick. And you get stuff like, you know, even like the VRS one. ProTube does the same thing, but in a different way. Here, like if you, depending on the gun, right, you can suck up this hand, so you have that adjustability of where your hand goes on the barrel, and you've got like this gun stock, it goes like this, and then you can adjust it like that. And there's just, the cheaper ones don't necessarily give you that kind of flexibility, but you can't see it, so if it feels good and it looks like shit, it really doesn't matter, does it? Because really, at the end of the day, ProTube is literally like a stainless steel bar with some attachments on it. Anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't look pretty, but when you're in VR, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, I mean, PC is the Wild West, though, when it comes to stuff. Like, even like 3D Rudder, like we just talked about, like, there's a lot
necessary.
But there's way more. But let's say you have, issues with mobility, and you kind of the rudder has a lot more options on the PC just because it was easier for them to mod it. They didn't have to get companies to like give permission for it. So like something like Skyrim, is mostly compatible with the rudder, whereas on the PlayStation, not at all, because they needed Bethesda to sign off on it, right? Anyway, so that's the thing. You know, you got Cyber Shoes. I don't know if I super recommend Cyber Shoes. The one thing I would say, and this is another luxury item when it comes to hardware, is B haptics.
Yeah, that's let me sure we cover that was the haptics.
It's B haptics has done a phenomenal job, guys. I really don't think there's not really competition for them. Like there is Woozer and stuff, but meh. B haptics has got support. They're even all over side quests. Like there's B haptic support everywhere.
Yeah.
And talking with Alex VR, who we've had on the show here before, who actually is their community manager, I believe. He's talked, you know, our ear off.
There's a chance he could be making that up completely. He just says he is.
I think he
is. And he actually, like, they just tried, like, they don't even talk. You just let him
he
do his own thing.
He just loves B haptics, yeah. And so they let him. Yeah. I mean, hi, I haven't gotten my 3B haptics vest, so I don't. Alex, prove it. Prove you're really with them.
Just keep bagging him for one till he just ponies one up.
But anyways, he talked a lot about the program that goes into that. And there's some really cool ass crap that goes into the B haptics. And I mean, there's the vest, there's two vest versions, but you can also get ones that go in your arms and legs and the facial interface, which I hear is actually not that comfortable, but you can really gear up if you want to go that route. I mean, on that route on PC, you could go into full body tracking too. But the problem is that right now it's pretty much like VR chat.
Yeah, and I mean that's not entirely true, but
a couple of other social apps for the most part, and you know, I mean, you can go kick a dinosaur if you. There's this like shit ass PC game where there's like kind of a survival dinosaur game that's crap.
You can play that you can play Feet Saber.
Really?
It's a mod for Beat Saber that the blocks come at your feet too.
Wow, actually, that's kind of neat.
I don't know. It's chaos, but it's
neat.
It's a bit silly. But whatever, it's there. But yeah, no, the haptics thing is definite. I don't have one yet, so I can't speak to like my personal use. But like I've seen the videos, I've seen the guys who use these things, and they have a blast. I mean, like I said, the B haptic stuff, you can even like program yourself. You can enter in your own like haptic commands if you want to like spend the time to do that for a game. And so if your game doesn't support it and you want it to, you can take the time to actually tell the game what it's supposed to react to and how it reacts. So it's pretty slick. There's lots of options. They're definitely more of like a premium item for sure.
Definitely premium. It's so premium, I don't even have one.
Yeah, that's kind of it too, right? But I mean, if you get one, your VR lover will more than likely love it. So
yeah, they're pretty slick. Like everything I've heard, they're amazing. They're like one of those peripherals where the support is there and like they're not just gimmicky. They definitely increase your immersion. And the one thing you have to consider though is it's not one size fits all. Like, you know, that's all, like, it's not necessarily like you're going to throw it onto your fat ass friend, you know?
Yeah. And if you're planning on gaining tons of weight, they don't stretch.
Or putting on a kid and stuff. Like, I think there's two sizes, right? And so they flex between that, right? So that's something to consider, but
kids shouldn't be in VR anyways.
Oh God. Now, when it comes to PC VR games, PC's in a weird place right now. There's not a ton of like must have only PC games that have come out this year, but there's still a handful.
You go to Steam, you go to most played and then you just sort that by most played, wait for the Steam sale because there's always one every few months, and buy those ones.
That's a horrible recommendation. Okay. But I was going to say, like, if it's the list is small, if I was to take out basically all the games that are on that you can play on the Quest or the PC. So reasons that you would exclusively buy a PC VR headset for that PC experience. It'd be like Lone Echo 1 and 2, Asgard's Wrath, a handful of racing games like Assetto Corsa, my brain's going to mush on me. Project Cars 2 being the big one. Project Cars 3, somewhat if you want a more casual experience. It's a little more forgiving, but you know, Automobilista 2, which runs on the Project Cars 2 engine, Assetto Corsa Competizione, Dirt Rally 2, you can only play Dirt Rally 1 on the PSVR. Dirt Rally 2 is better every way. Race Room, iRacing, Kart Craft, which is a go-kart game. There's a lot more that's on this. Yeah. It's a lot more on the sim side of things. But there's a lot of cool racing games on the PC, sim-wise. Like, I mean, amazing sim games if you're a racer.
You're buying Alex. If you're on the PC,
don't you see, you gotta move away from this. Like, Alex is the only game. I didn't even get there, but yes, Half-Life Alex, Boneworks. Half-Life Alex and Boneworks are two games that jump out immediately to me that are just like, and Asgard's Wrath. Those are big, yeah. Like the big three of what you're not going to get that experience anywhere else. Pavlov, yeah, for example, is a game that's interesting because on PC, it is just a much more complete experience. Like, you can drive tanks with friends in Pavlov on the PC, not on the Quest. The Quest is like Pavlov Shack is a real watered down version of Pavlov. You know, games like Flight Simulator on PC, Phasmophobia, Fallout 4, Stormland. Like, these are reasons to buy PC VR for these. Those experiences just are unmatched right now. Mm. There's a
even like, no, you said No Man's Sky, Skyrim. I mean, they're all available on PlayStation, but I mean, just the power of the PC.
Didn't mention Skyrim, but that's what I was going to get.
Better.
Well, I was going to say on top, but those are like the games that are still only available on PC. But then pretty much any game that you can mention that is on multiple headsets, the best version is still on PC.
Yeah.
There's very few exceptions to that. Some of the other versions get close, like Beat Saber's pretty good on the Quest and the PC. But again, like the ease of mod support on the PC gives Beat Saber the edge. It's just,
I like the feeling of the moves. That's so, like, I mean, I know it's this inferior version, but I actually like the way the moves match that feeling of sword as opposed to the PC controllers.
I agree.
But
because the PC controllers feel like guns.
Yeah.
Like, they really do work like
they
guns.
Don't fit my hands.
And the moves don't feel great for guns. Like, they're just like, when you're in the game, it's fine. You get immersed and everything. But when they don't feel quite like a gun does, like the controllers do on most of your PC controllers. But yeah, that's the thing. It's just right now it's hard to be like, you know, for example, like Medal of Honor, you can play it on the Quest. Blade and Sorcery, you can play it on the Quest. The PC versions are significantly
superior.
They are significantly prettier versions. Song of the Smoke looks great on the PSVR, looks on the Quest, looks amazing on the PC. But I wouldn't say they're game-changing experiences in a lot of cases. You know, Sniper Elite, for example, looks quite polished on the PC and then drops off depending on what headset you go to. It's just that right now you're not seeing a lot of that, like, this is made just for PC.
Yeah.
Like, Ionia is an example of a game. That is not a game I am saying buy for Christmas, but it is an example of kind of like where PC can be visually compared to the other headsets.
Look, I mean, Ionia really shouldn't be in this conversation. It is a pretty experience. It really is, but I mean, I gave that a positive review, but the more I've sat on it, the more I think I've overblown like just how mediocre that game is. It looks pretty on PC. It does look pretty, but it's not worth buying for a few dollars.
But a game like Hubris that you played.
Beta, I cannot wait for that. It's like,
that's an example.
The prettiest game coming out.
That's an example of like something you're going to get to play if you get a PC and a PC headset that's going to be, you know, have not a lot of peers. You know, obviously we can only guess what the PSVR2 is going to hold in store, but right now a game like Hubris is like the high end shit. The other thing that, I mean, we don't have time to get into it, but when you start talking buyer's guides for PC, then you could talk PC components. And you know, there's,
everyone gets 4090s.
That's not even a thing.
I know, that's why I said it.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, but the 3000 series cards are definitely something I put on someone's list. 3070, 3080, 3090. If I was buying a new card, that's what I'd be looking at. They're amazing bang for your buck. But guys, I won't get into that. That's a completely different conversation. So unless you've got more to add to the PC conversation, I would say Quest.
It's Quest time!
It's Quest time.
While you're all here.
Well, you know, so the Quest 2 being the big focal point, Quest 1 to a lesser degree, because it's such a hot item, and it's like being like the thing that's being pushed and it's what's everyone's buying. There's a lot of accessories.
Yeah. And a lot of them we've kind of covered over the last two, as far as there's definitely a lot of double up there. But there's definitely some stuff we haven't mentioned yet in regards to the quest.
Well, I've been very open in just what every time the quest comes up is I don't think it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. So the big thing I think of that I think is mandatory almost. If I was buying someone a quest, I would be buying them a head strap to go with it. Because I think that the generic one that comes with it is garbage.
I've got this right here. This is a little, you know, it's not like it's definitely a cheaper version. Like
it's another rift on the elite.
It's just a budget price. It's like half the cost of the
what elite. Happened to the elite I gave you?
Well, I have it around here somewhere.
Why'd you buy another one?
Look, Jesus, I didn't buy one, Chris.
Oh, you're reviewing this.
There you go. I actually have this handy. So here's your elite strap. Look, it's still in one piece.
What a incoming horror review for a head strap, boys and girls.
No, it's a legitimate review. I mean, they offered it. It looks slick.
For me personally, I feel like you have three choices for the most part. You've got Oculus's Elite strap, which I don't know if they've improved it, but it's got a bad rap for breaking.
It's got a terrible rap. I still read about it. Oh, my strap broke. My
they
strap
must
broke.
Have if you go into Oculus by now, because they were Reddit? Replacing them left, right, and center. They must have improved it. But
I don't know.
Whatever. I didn't have a problem with it. It lasted me long
enough. Mine's working fine.
It lasted me long enough to give it to Ryan, and I replaced it with one of the more elite options, and that is the Vive. There's a Vive strap that you can buy on Amazon, and it is fancy, and it's got the audio built into it. It's a deluxe head strap that it's very easy to find 3D printed mods to attach it to your headset. It's very easy, and it's a very slick alternative to, say, the Elite strap. But I would say, outside of going, and I spent almost $250 Canadian for that. It's about $100 American if you can find it in the US. So it's not for everybody. It's expensive. Right now, I would go with Bobo VR. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
No, I don't actually.
So they're crushing. They're crushing, and they're coming out and they're really doubling down on it too. So Bobo VR has the Halo strap. So it looks like a PSVR head strap.
Right. I do know these, yes.
And there's a couple of knockoffs of it, but Bobo is like the ones that are making, like, they're really nice ones. They kind of like go up and then strap around the head so you don't have any pressure on your face. They have also added an air circulation mod to that that actually goes in and pushes air, airflow, awesome. Which is slick. And then there's also a battery pack that you can add, so then you have the additional battery power like the Elite, because the Elite you can get the upgraded Elite strap with the battery pack. And for any of you guys who use your Quest often, even if you're on a PC, you know the battery can really kill your playtime. It sucks.
I know you're recommending like specific brands, and that's totally fine, obviously. But if you're looking even for budget, there's lots of budget options out there as well. I mean, read the reviews.
You mean for straps?
For straps and even the battery stuff. That's a battery pack as well, right?
I think it's like
$60 on Amazon. Cool. Yeah.
And I mean,
so there's definitely cheap options out there if you're on a budget but still want to kind of...
But read the reviews, because I have heard a lot of horror stories of people buying something, especially just like comfort-wise, or it doesn't actually attach to the Quest properly. Like I said, there's some knockoff of the Bobo versions that aren't great. Battery packs are a big thing too. Like, obviously you can get them built into the straps, but
especially for those that have maybe had the Quest since like the Quest 2 since it launched, or even the Quest 1. But I'm noticing now with my Quest 2, like a year into its use, quicker. I can definitely see the battery life has dropped like substantially enough where I notice it now. Like, if I get 2 hours out of my Quest 2, it's like a good day.
It also depends on what you're playing.
I mean, VR porn. It's just all VR porn.
I know. That shouldn't...
But I'm tethered. Doesn't that help the battery?
The hell are you in...
I don't know.
I'm trying to
keep this going.
When it comes to VR porn, I mean, like 2 hours? I need like 30 seconds, a minute tops in battery power. Like when it says extremely low battery
power,
it's not
a sprint, Chris. It's a marathon.
Well, I don't know what you're doing. VR power, though, if you guys are looking for a battery to add to your headset and you don't want to buy like a strap with one built in, VR Power is the battery pack out there. It is awesome. I have one. They've got a new version, which is white and upgraded for the Quest, but it is a sick-ass battery pack. And the nice thing about getting a battery, especially a good size one, is it counterweights the headset a bit.
Yeah.
And if you're not using like a Bobo VR, it like takes a lot of the, it really does make, I wear my battery pack even when I'm not using it just because it takes the weight off. But you've got to get a decent sized battery, and the VR power battery, I'll put a picture up on here, is a pretty meaty battery, and it's awesome. Yeah, and it also has an in port, so that obviously the power goes through that, but it also can charge another device off it as well. So it has like a 1.5 volt out, or 1.5 amp out. So that's pretty sweet too, because it can like, you know, if you have headphones like Ryan that are always dying, you could run them off that as well.
I'm a little mad at these. These are like really good quality headphones, and I'm pretty sure the battery's just pooched. And
what
I'm kind of
that sucks. Right, what's sweet about the VR Power, and I can't speak to the Elite Straps battery, but the VR Power is such a powerful battery pack, it'll charge the headset almost faster than if I have it plugged into my computer.
I'm going to wear my VR headset with a battery pack to plug into my headphones so I can do this podcast.
Because the way the VR Power battery pack works is it doesn't run off the pack, it charges the headset. And it can charge it faster than it uses it, which is obviously a good thing. So I can't recommend that enough. The other thing, we're talking about VR, especially if you're like Ryan and I think you have been at least using it a lot for fitness.
Yeah.
With Thrill of the Fight and whatever else you've been doing. This is another VR power mod. You can get cheap ones of these. And this is a neck fan.
This is what we talk about Dave Station episode.
Yep. And it just goes right here. And I love this thing. It keeps my face cool. It stops from fogging up my headset. It's like $30 on the VR Power site, but
and that's really for any headset. I mean, any headset can happen with anybody, and those fans are dirt cheap. I don't have one, but I do want to get one.
It's white, so you can only use it with the Quest.
Oh, is that how that works? I mean, PlayStation would match that, so
it's an off-white. Anyway, you're right, but I recommend that too. And like I touched on before, VR Wave for any type of lenses, whether you just want the like clear ones to protect or prescription, which I'm a huge fan of. The other big thing I think for the Quest, and this is huge, is, and I think you like literally finally just got them, which blows my mind, but like grips, like, oh my God, what'd you buy? Like
those, just some little chitty grips.
No shit. Actually, they look pretty. They actually look all right the way they connect on.
They actually feel really grippy. If I can get close, they have all the grips and stuff on the side. You can't really see that, so they're not too bad. They definitely ribbed, offer a substantial grip.
Ribbed for his pleasure,
right? I mean, I should stick that in my all. Yeah,
and then just like go play Blade and Sorcery with constant vibration, just.
But one of those things that I do, you mentioned the fitness thing, is that, you know, like you, everyone mentions the sweat on the headset, like sweating in the headset, which you can get, like I said, this little.
I was going to say facial interface is a huge.
But sweat on the controllers, people don't talk about that either. I mean, these things aren't like waterproof. I mean, and if you're sweating a lot in those things, it's nice to have the guard to protect your controllers, even just from like staining.
How much sweat are you coming out of your hands? Are we still talking about your porn sessions here?
No. But I mean, your hands do get sweaty, right? I mean, not only is the grip thing good for not whipping your controllers across the room, which I don't do because you should be using your, if you're going to work out, I definitely recommend the hand straps. But
what are you, an Oculus ambassador?
No, but for working out, I actually do. I know, because I mean, when you're punching and stuff like
I cannot play my Quest without grips. Like the PSVR, fine. I don't know. I'm just, my brain's used to it, but like, and my HP Reverb, I have got to have the knuckle grips. I have to, because I'm like always letting go of them. Like I often will just sit there, relax with my hands like normal and grip them.
Oh,
I'll often, if I throw things, I'll often do like this, because I'm just like, and I release the grip trigger. Like it's, and
yeah. For those of you that know, he, like his grip has like additional hand straps that like wrap his hand in there.
Yeah.
I don't think you mentioned
that. Oh, so yours doesn't have that controller. Those are just grips. Those are just cheapies.
Those are just little cheapy grips.
Oh, see, okay, no. I personally, to me, it's got to have the hand strap.
Or hold on, maybe they do. Hold on, I bet you that's the, look, I got hand straps.
I was going to say, good God, because that's like the only reason you'd do it. Or I guess to save the white.
Well, no, they actually are substantially more grippy.
Yeah, but I don't have problems keeping my hands closed. but seriously though, the grip is amazing because you can just release your hands properly. It's just, it feels good too, especially with, like I said, the grip triggers that are on these controllers. To just be able to do this is wicked. It's, you know, kind of a riff on the a cheap riff on the Index. Now as far as brands that I would recommend, the Mammut grips are kind of like the industry standard. Kiwi Design makes a good one too. Those are kind of like the two that I would probably look at. The Mammut grips is definitely the kind of the industry standard for those, and they're slick. They're really slick. I like those. And like, and when it comes to facial interfaces, like Ryan was saying, lots of companies make them. And they, a lot of them have, like VR Power does one, and like Kiwi does one, but a lot of them are like silicone. Whereas I think, again, like kind of like the ones to go with is VR Cover.
VR Cover makes
of,
the best.
They're kind of the industry standard, and they're slick as shit. I bought them for both of my Quest headsets, and they're just really poofy and comfortable. And you, and every one you buy usually comes with two, so you can tear them off. And I have like had friends over where the headset's disgusting, and I just tear it off.
Yeah, they just like Velcro on a new one. Take it off. It's great.
And you can get ones that'll have different thickness, and it's really slick. It's, you know, like the PSVR, that was always a problem for the years that I only had a PSVR. You'd like hand the headset to someone after they just did like a couple rounds of Beat Saber, and I was like, oh. And it was like putting on someone's like, it was like putting on someone's like helmet after they just wore it.
Yeah.
You could wipe it down, but you still couldn't get rid of like the warm.
Yeah. Nastiness. It's like a warm toilet seat. It's like the same thing. Like, someone was just here.
Or if it was like your buddy's girlfriend, she like had decided to like paint herself like the Mona Lisa, and it's just makeup all over the interface. It's nice to be able to replace those, and the VR Cover is sweet for that, because basically it replaces the plastic interface that goes on, it re-clicks on there, and then it's got like the Velcro, so you can tear them on and off as you want. Definitely. So for me, it's like I think of the Quest, and it's like get a better strap, get grips, and get the get a better facial interface. Those are like, you know, people talk about like Franken Quest and stuff, but for me, that's just like put those under the tree. It's just going to be a better experience, especially the grip.
We're talking about this as being like Quest specific. I mean, other than PlayStation, which you still can get, but they're kind of tough. You can get these, you know, same kind of things for the PC headsets, especially. VR Cover sells for a variety of headsets. So if you are looking to kind of like make your experience more comfortable for just about any headset out there, VR Cover has you covered. I mean,
they cover everybody. You can see there, all the headsets are covered. As is like VR Wave, like they pretty much run the gambit of headsets.
So you can get Move covers if you want, but they don't seem necessary.
It's hard to find anything for
them. They are. And that's why I didn't really mention it.
For example, ProTube, going back to the gun stocks, you can get a ProTube with attachments for Move controllers, but it's kind of like, why? Because the Moves have, they don't track well if they're blocked by anything light-wise.
Yeah, that's
and because they have some tracking issues, two-handed guns is not a great experience necessarily in the PlayStation.
I feel like ProTube was like, well,
they want it, right? But it's like, I mean, I can't, it's like basically like Gun Club VR, Sniper Elite.
No, I'm not going to back
this. No, I'm not backing it. I'm more just kind of throwing it out there. Like if like games that it even would work for, because it's literally a small list.
I mean, the tracking doesn't work just by them being naked. Start covering any of those things and it's just trouble in any way, shape, or form.
Gun Club, I'm missing one. There's one more that was like tempted.
Farpoint? I don't know.
What? No, it wasn't Farpoint. It wasn't Elvo. Whatever. That's what it is. Maybe After the Fall, looks like it's got manual reloads in. So they try to bust those out.
I played the PC version and it's got options for both.
Yes.
So there's a manual reload and auto reload. So
Sniper Elite, I mean, is a perfect example of why manual reloads on Move controllers is too much when you're trying to run and turn and strafe. Brutal. Anyway,
do you have any more Quest specific recommendations?
No, but just heads up, guys, if you didn't really kind of catch it when we were rambling on earlier on the PC, B-Haptics also works with a lot of Quest stuff as well, which is sweet. You don't need the computer. Like, it's like literally native support for B-Haptics in the game. And that goes across a lot of side Quest stuff too. So it's fucking incredible, really.
Are you done?
One more thing.
Sure.
And this is definitely a Quest thing.
Okay.
A case.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Oh my God, yes.
So, but here's the thing though. A lot of cases that you will buy, whether they're an Oculus thing or they're a third party thing, are really designed around the fact that you're going to have like a normal head strap on it. and it's all going to be like normal size. Whereas like, and that's not necessarily the case if you started to like franken your quest. So one of the things I was looking at, the Bobo actually has a quest headset now, or a quest case. And the fact that it takes into account the Bobo head strap, which is a little bit bigger, I think makes it like probably where I would be going for a case right now, just because it's got a little more size to it. But if you're moving your quest around, it's like a laptop. You need a case.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I totally back that. I mean, I bring my quest everywhere. That's kind of how it's been designed. You don't want that rattling around any more than it has to.
And so, if you are going to be moving it around, you might want to consider getting the little lens covers too. That often, you know, you can get those through VR cover and such, just to block the light out from burning them out.
All right. Now you're done with quest stuff?
I'm done.
All right. I've got just some general ones. The one, obviously, I need a new pair, but headphones. No matter what VR headset you play on, having a decent set of headphones is awesome. So if you're looking to be more generic, like I said, some headsets have them, you know, the strap stuff has them built in. But for myself, I mean, headphones, I always recommend playing VR with headphones whenever possible. So investing in a good, decent pair of headphones for the Quest, PlayStation, or PC is, I think, a pretty safe bet in regards to enhancing that person's enjoyment of VR if you just don't know what to get, if you're still kind of confused. Do you have anything to add to that before we move on to the next thing?
Well, if you're buying a PSVR, if you want 3D audio, guys, you've got to buy a headset that actually like clicks into the 3.5 mil connection point on the strap of the headset with the volume thing. It is the only way you're going to get 3D audio. Even if you, my understanding is, even if you say you use like a gold headset or like of the PS4 or the PS5s, and you use the USB dongle there, that will not give you 3D audio because it's literally coming through the breakout box. You've got to intercept it through the headset. So just keep that in mind. When it comes to PC and the Quest, you can Bluetooth those, which is one option, which is kind of slick, which is the way I would go. But as a bit of an audiophile myself, one of the things I would recommend as a general rule for people is stay away from gaming audio brands if you can. I mean, you've got, what do they call them?
Arctis?
Yes, the Arctis headsets. They have great reviews, and I would say that would probably be, they do. They've got a great
review. I know, dude, that's why I bought it. Like,
you're
I'm
making
really
a face. You're making a face.
Because, like, how can I recommend these right now? The battery's toast on them, apparently. I gotta mess around, but I'm not happy with that. These are like a year.
Okay. Well, the reviews have been pretty good on them, especially the white ones. The white ones are slick. They have supposedly one of the best microphones on the market, which, if that's a thing for you, could be a decent.
It's the microphone he always complains about when I accidentally switch.
Well, it's compared to you having a real PC microphone. I'm talking about like chatting with your friends. Dang. It's like, how good does that have to be to
can't
pick it up?
Can't say that.
Well, I just did. Whatever. Anyways. I would stick to brands like, well, for example, like I have Sennheiser headphones, and I'm not saying you have to go with like a high end brand, but I think bang for your buck, if you can stick with like real headphones, from a company that makes audio, like Turtle Beach is just overpriced crap. You know, your Beats by Dre and stuff. This is overpriced crap. Stay away from Bose. It's overpriced and it's hot garbage. So yeah, I'm just saying, like, just do a little bit of research. You can save yourself a ton of money when it comes to headphones. Personally, I'd stay away from earbuds, but you know, I think that comes down to a preference thing. You're going to get richer sound out of anything that's over ear. But anyway, yeah, that's headphones.
So other minor gifts. I know these are a bit more on the silly side of things, but if you are playing like in a wider open space. Like even buying like a carpet or something like that, so someone can like keep track of their play space. PlayStation users especially, it's kind of nice to be able to tell like if you're moving too far away from your VR headset, especially if you're a new user to it.
You feel it on your feet. That's what I use. Absolutely,
it's really nice to have that. Like my green screen setup I have back here. Like I have the green matting on the floor. Whenever I hit the edges of my matting, I know I've kind of moved too far. So it's actually really nice. It's like a nice bookmark to make sure you don't start smashing walls. I had the third option. I just totally blanked on it. There goes my elephant brain. It was doing so good.
Well, he's thinking about that. Speaking of audio options on the PSVR, I've rocked these for years. They're not the greatest headphones, but they have, when it comes to convenience, these are by Bionic. They're called the Mantis headphones, and they actually click onto the side of the headset. And so you literally, when you put on your headset, they just stay on the headset They're just plugged into it, and they strap to the actual like PSVR strap, and they literally just go on your head at the same time. They're just like the Vive strap. Any of your high end PC headsets that have earphones built into them. And I loved that, because then if I gave the headset to someone or I had it myself, they put on the headset and they're ready to go. Audio was already built in place. I hate putting on headphones over my headset, plugging that in separately. Just more cords, more hassle. And another reason why not to put a headset on, because you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's too much work. So I always feel like anything you can do to make that whole experience just like whoop, which is why my Quest was getting used more than my Reverb, because it was literally just like often wireless to my PC, just no bullshit, you know? And I mean, do you have anything hardware related for the Quest? I mean, your elephant brain there?
No, I mean, you can get charging stations for the controllers and stuff, but I don't know enough about them to really recommend anything.
Yeah, specific. I don't either. I have a charging dock for my PlayStation
that charged my
DS4s and the two moves, and it held the headset. It was slick, but I mean,
mine has a USB on the back for an aim controller too, so it's awesome.
Ooh, mine does not. But if you go on Amazon, you can see there's lots of different versions of that. I mean, as far as games go, though, I mean, a lot of these games are like doubled up, as that we're talking about. You know, like After the Fall is coming out pretty soon. It's probably a pretty cool gift idea. But you know, like I'm just gonna rip through it a little bit quickly here. But looking at like must have games for a Quest this year, obviously Contractors, Walkabout Mini Golf, Larsenauts, Lies Beneath, Res 4, Climb 2, Dash Dash Racing, Beat Saber, Synth Riders, Walking Dead Onslaught, Pop 1. Blade and Sorcery, which just came out for the Murderer in the Family, Song of the Smoke. Like, I mean, it's like basically the crafting game on Quest and PSVR. Sniper Elite, Demio. I mean, especially for the Dungeons and Dragons fan. In Death, I still love In Death. I think it's a slick ass Quest 2 game. Pistol Whip and Cosmodread, which was I really enjoyed that game. Kind of that whole. What you call it? My brain's failing me here. Rogue light type of experience. But I mean, and I mentioned those because almost all of those are. Well, I guess they're not. That's a lie. I was going to say they're all Quest only, but that's not even close to true. But
no, you're way wrong.
Yeah, I know. I'm just full of shit.
And that's a shug fact.
Yeah, no crap. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's quite a handful of games on the Quest. The Quest is killing it right now. Medal of Honor, they didn't even put that down there.
Dude, it's the killer platform, man. This is what everyone's making games for. It's kind of the headset to buy just because like this is where all the games are being released. So
yep. And I mean, for dads out there, there's a couple of like really decent fishing games, some decent like pro putt golf there, with whatever the hell the add-on is to, like driving range and putting arenas for like fairly hardcore golfers. It's some slick ass shit. There's lots of entertainment there, right? Yeah, I mean, you can even get some subscription shit, for people who want to access certain apps and stuff on their Quest. But I mean, we're not going to get into that. But yeah,
nope.
It's just I feel like that kind of covers it.
We're missing one last thing. And that is, I'm switching our wallpaper, so I'm not sure you can't see this, but I'm going to get rid of it. We're going to do this. You can't see this, Chris, but there's our shirts once again. Oh, so that's my little crappy mock-up. So if you have your virtual reality lover out there, buy them virtual boys or girls merchandise, because it's just so damn good. I got rid of it now. So
I got one other thing, and this is just totally hit me. If you are buying something for the VR nerd in your family and you want to get them something that's kind of unique and it's not necessarily like hardware or games, VR Trend Magazine subscription.
That's a good one. That's a good one. VR Trend Magazine does kick ass.
I'm just saying it's just a really cool, and it's like stocking stuff, or like if you could get a single issue or something and throw it in there and be like, hey, and you're getting a year. Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like my grandma would love to get me a subscription to VR Trend Magazine if she was still alive. Like, that's what she would have gone for.
What do you want a subscription to?
It's the gift that keeps giving all year. I don't know. I'm just saying it's good. Not a bad idea. Especially for the boomer, the boomers, guys in their 30s and 40s who grew up with gaming magazines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. I back that 100%. I love that magazine.
Yep. Of course
you I'm do. Featuring the magazine. That's why I love it so much. Speaking of being a
whore. Yeah. And yeah, guys, I think that's that kind of runs the list there. But throw your ideas out there. I feel personally like we skimmed through the games. Ryan doesn't want to get into that into depth.
That's like a whole separate episode, right? It's a whole separate episode.
I know. And we're going to obviously like have our top this
we,
and that.
We're running out of content here, Chris. Like, we're going to stretch this out. We're going to bleed this pig dry.
Running out of
content. Bleed this pig dry? I don't know.
Jesus. Anyway. you can go and you can slow down that part where I just ran through the quest games. It'll be like, Lies Beneath, Res 4, Climb 2. Dash Racing.
Can you tell we're wrapping this episode up? patrons, thank you for your support. We love you, patrons, very much. If you want to help support this little podcast of ours, head over to Patreon. We do some early access episodes and bonus episodes, which we are going to work on. Our schedules have been crazy hectic this last little while.
Yeah, for those of you who are wondering where your bonus eps are, we haven't forgotten, and we will make that up to you.
We know. We are sorry. Like, we're on out-of-town schedules, opposite schedules. It's been a struggle to kind of coordinate these little episodes here. But don't worry. This is never going away. We like each other too much, apparently.
Weird.
So once again, patrons,
your support. Or if you're watching my channel, you realize that Virgil Boy is the only thing I'm making time for. So that tells you.
I'm carrying this boy.
Yeah, that's what it tells you.
And like I said, guys, if you are interested in the VR the Virtual Boys merch, it's all sexes, all varieties. The link will be in the description below. It's good quality merch, and it's actually awesome and unique. And me and Chris designed them, so like, we're t-shirt designers, and that's kind of cool. So yeah, and mugs and cups and all that stuff. There's toques, lots of stuff up there.
Toques. So that's, you know,
there's a beanies. So we say beanies, Americans. Yeah, thing, beanies. Right?
Yeah. If you guys look very carefully, you'll see a moose out back there through the window there drinking maple syrup.
That's what they do.
Mm. We don't have stuffed turkeys for Christmas. We have stuffed beavers. That sounds dirty, actually. A stuffed beaver for Christmas.
Good job. Good job, Chris. Yeah. Are we ending this episode now?
I think we need to.
All right. Thanks, all.
See you guys.
See ya. Ha ha ha.